This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. America's farmers and ranchers are counting on Congress to finish strong this year. Just because we call these final weeks a lame duck session, that's no excuse for members not to finish the job they started. First and foremost, farmers and ranchers need a 2018 farm bill before the year is over. The leadership of both the House and Senate Agriculture Committees have worked overtime this year to deliver a new farm bill, and now it's time to get it across the finish line before the clock runs out. Farmers and ranchers cannot afford that kind of delay, especially with so many struggling to hang on and unable to make plans for the next season with a massive cloud of uncertainty hovering overhead. A key component of the farm bill is providing producers the risk management tools they need for their operations. We have seen too many heartbreaking reminders this year of the importance of those tools as farmers and ranchers across the country have faced devastating storms and wildfires. Thousands of farmers across the South have lost entire crops overnight due to devastating storms like Hurricanes Michael and Florence. Farm Bureau members across the country have come together to help our neighbors as they pick up the pieces, and it's time for Congress to take action to help these communities recover. The uncertainty farmers face with weather and markets makes certainty in the tax code all the more important. While the tax reform package included many tax provisions agriculture counts on, tax incentives that encourage development and use of biodiesel expired in 2017 and have yet to be renewed. Our rural economy depends on the growth of our country's renewable fuels industry to create jobs and strengthen our energy security. At a time when farm income continues to remain at record lows, we cannot afford to lose opportunities for market growth. Farm Bureau is joining with friends across the business community to call on Congress to restore and extend these renewable energy tax credits. Many farm families are also concerned about increases in their health insurance premiums that they will be facing if Congress doesn't stop the HIT, the health insurance tax, coming their way soon. And they're not alone. Families who have to purchase their own health insurance will pay higher premiums if the HIT isn't prevented. The HIT was delayed for 2019, but Farm Bureau is calling to delay it again or, better yet, stop it completely before 142 million Americans face a new $20.3 billion tax hike in 2020. This lame duck session will also give opportunities to secure protections for agriculture going into the next year. One success that farmers are looking to continue in 2019 is with the new electronic logging device mandate. Farm Bureau called on Congress to address the needs of livestock haulers when the ELD was coming into effect earlier this year, and we got an exemption to carry us through December. Now it's time to make that permanent with a fix that protects both the safety of drivers and the animals they are carrying. The House and Senate appropriations bills already have language to continue the exemption, and we'll keep advocating to see it through to the final bill. Farmers had hoped to finally see a win in the long fight for immigration reform this year, and they worked strenuously in support of the Ag and Legal Workforce Act, or H.R. 6417. The lame duck session may provide us one more chance for some relief in our workforce needs. The House version of the DHS appropriations bill contains an amendment that would allow year-round H-2A visas. This wouldn't fix all our farm labor needs, but it would bring some much-needed relief to farms that require more than a seasonal workforce. There's no doubt the 115th Congress has a lot to get done before the year's end, but their job didn't end on Election Day. America's farmers and ranchers are counting on their lawmakers to finish the race well. When all's said and done is an old English saying that's appropriate today. After months of prognostications, punditry, and predictions, campaign rallies, speeches, protests, and endless advertisements, the voters have had their say and the elections are done. What we know right now is what was predicted over the past few months. Republicans gain seats in the Senate while Democrats gain control in the House of Representatives, albeit by a narrow majority of an estimated 12 to 14 seats. Divided control of Congress requires a close working relationship to move legislation. The likelihood of this occurring is dependent on the leadership of both chambers. Watch closely to see who has chosen the Speaker of the House, because 41 incoming freshmen declared they would not support Representative Nancy Pelosi for Speaker or wanted different leadership. As the world's largest exporter of pistachios, the U.S. sold $1.4 billion of in-shell pistachios in 2017. While importing only $1.8 million in the same year, the U.S. maintained a trade surplus of over $1.35 billion in-shell pistachios in 2017. The U.S. charges a 0% tariff on in-shell pistachios for a free trade agreement partners. For non-FTA partners, the U.S. charges a tariff of 5.5 cents per kilogram. In 2017, Iran produced $899 million worth of pistachios, making that country the second largest producer of pistachios in the world. As our largest competitor in the pistachio market, Iran exported $179 million worth of in-shell pistachios to Vietnam, its largest customer, in 2017. The second largest customer for Iranian in-shell pistachios is Hong Kong, purchasing $147 million in 2017. The largest customer for U.S. in-shell pistachios is Hong Kong, purchasing $620 million in 2017. Hurricane Michael devastated 11 Florida counties, leaving millions of dollars in damages to the state's agriculture industry. G.B. Crawford, Florida Farm Bureau Public Relations Director, explained in a recent interview that the initial crop damage estimates, more than $150 million, will go up as the recovery advances. Crawford said the initial estimates that have placed the crop losses to farmers and ranchers at a minimum of $158 million. He stated that this figure is subject to change as more detailed information becomes available. The final tally will likely be substantially higher. The University of Florida's Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences estimated storm damages totaling $39 million for horticulture, $22 million for peanut crops, $9 million for vegetables and melons, and $5 million for field corn. Farmers are facing rural infrastructure damage as well. The American Farm Bureau Federation, in partnership with Farm Credit, has announced the 10 semi-finalist teams in the 2019 Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge. AFBF President Zippy Duvall said it's a pleasure to recognize these 10 outstanding rural businesses. Recognition of the faith, courage, and creativity these entrepreneurs have shown in starting their rural businesses is well deserved. Startup funds provided to the semifinalists through the challenge will help them take their food and agriculture businesses to the next level. Farm Bureau would not be able to recognize and support these rural businesses without generous funding provided by sponsors Farm Credit, John Deere, Country Financial, Farm Bureau Financial Services, and Farm Bureau Bank. The American Farm Bureau Federation is optimistic that a new farm bill will be in place by the end of 2018. Andrew Walmsley, AFBF Director of Congressional Relations, explained in a recent interview that post-election comments by several leaders in both chambers of Congress, including the presumed incoming House Ag Committee Chair Colin Peterson, are encouraging. Walmsley said, "We had to get past the election to figure out a few issues outstanding. When members are back in town, all the work that committee staff have done is to get to this point. A few decisions can be made, and we can move pretty quickly." Farm Bureau is hearing that Farm Bill negotiations are getting close to wrapping up. If negotiators can wrap up the few remaining challenges, Walmsley said there should be no problem passing the bill before the end of the year. The Agriculture Department recently released several tables previewing the annual long-term agricultural projections to 2028. The complete projections will be released in February 2019. These early release tables provide USDA's estimates on the supply and demand for agricultural commodities for the next 10 years and take into consideration macroeconomic conditions, gross domestic product growth, population growth, and farm policy, among other factors. Given the current U.S.-China trade environment, U.S. soybean exports to China fall sharply. A key takeaway from these projections was the impact on soybean and other field crop acreage, soybean exports, soybean ending stocks, and, finally, prices. For the 2019 crop year, USDA projects soybean planted acreage will decline by 6.6 million acres, dropping from a record 89.1 million acres planted in 2018 to 82.5 million acres. If realized, this would be the third largest acreage decline of all time and the largest year-over-year decline in soybean plantings since the beginning of the renewable fuels era in 2007. The decline in soybean acreage is anticipated given the slow pace of soybean exports, the dramatic decline in Chinese purchases, expectations for a nearly billion bushel carryout, and projections for decade-low soybean marketing year average prices. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.